From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva. Nearly a week after the UN Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Foreign Minister Walid Mualim commenting to reporters today in Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
The foreign minister did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. Mualim also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. The UN Security Council Wednesday gave unanimous approval to Libya's new unity government. A British-based British-based resolution called the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a unity government within 30 days while also making arrangements for its own security. Matthew Rycroft is the British UN ambassador.
The international community has today declared our united support for the Libyan political agreement that was signed last week in Skhirat in Morocco, and we've spoken with one voice in support of a government of national accord of Libya based in Tripoli and which the signatories of the agreement pledged to create.
Libya's UN ambassador told the Associated Press he would like to see the UN ease the arms embargo against his country so that it can defend itself against Islamic State militants who have established a presence in the North African country. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch is charging the Nigerian army with killing hundreds of Shiite Muslims in raids in the northern city of Zaria earlier this month. Daniel Bekele is the group's director for Africa.
We have talked to witnesses from the area and we have talked to local authorities and we have compiled the numbers from the hospitals as well, and we have found that at least 300 people have been killed in this military attack.
Violence erupted December 12th when members of the Islamic movement in Nigeria blocked an army convoy carrying the army chief of staff. The government has launched an investigation. Iraqi forces battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi in the third day of a major Iraqi offensive say they are fighting to retake the key lost city. Iraqi military officials say the IS terrorists are using suicide bombers and explosives as well as snipers and civilians as human shields in an attempt to slow the Iraqi advance. Meanwhile, the UN food program continues providing aid to Iraqi families internally displaced by the fighting. Many are Yazidi women. Marwa Awad is a food program spokesperson.
The psychological pain and suffering that these women have gone through is beyond description, and WFP is doing its best by providing food to these families to ensure that they have the necessary nutrition to keep going.
The UN agency is assisting nearly 20,000 people living on and around Mount Sinjar. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing today has issued an unusual warning to American citizens of a Christmastime security threat in one of the city's most popular expatriate districts. Beijing authorities deployed armed security personnel to the San Latun shopping center area in response to the threat. The British, French, and Irish embassies sent out similar warnings. Lee Williamson is editor of the magazine Time Out Beijing. He lives in the city and says they've not experienced an alert like this before.
There were far fewer people on the streets today than there would be ordinarily. Beijing is never deathly quiet, but I assume it has to be the warnings that were issued by the U.S. State Department and by the British embassy as well, telling people that there were some security threats and advising people to be cautious and to stay away from the area.
None of the foreign diplomatic missions provided further details about the threat. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security could begin deporting families in the United States illegally by early January, according to a published report. The Washington Post says the U.S. is preparing a series of raids targeting families arriving in the United States illegally since the start of last year. The report says the nationwide campaign by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement would be the first large-scale effort to deport more than 100,000 families who have entered the United States through the southern border since last year. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.